I'm taking a walk down the Ashton Canal. It's calm, it's quiet, and it's been pretty well looked after. But it hasn't always been plain sailing. 50 years ago, it was quite a different story.
Back then, quite often people would just throw anything they didn't need into the canal, really. So if you look at the old photos, unfortunately, you can see a lot of car tires. You can see unwanted furniture and other big items, mattresses, things like that. And so, yes, it was quite bad at then.
Mario Gorister is from the Inland Waterways Association, who, together with the Canal and River Trust and the Tameside Canal Boat Trust, are taking part in Ashtak 50, a campaign to clean up the canal 50 years since its original regeneration. Barry McGuinness is also from the Inland Waterways Association.
What we're hoping to do here today is celebrate the anniversary, the efforts of those 50 years ago. So we're going to clear an area that's become neglected, a bit of an eyesore. So really we want to make it a pleasant boating experience for people passing through Ashton.
With an arsenal of clippers, wheelbarrows and garden hose, the team are cleaning up an acre's worth of canal side, one branch, bottle and beer can at a time. But it's not just those involved with the canals that are lending a hand. Dave is from the Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service.
It's part of helping out, helping the community. People from all different ages, backgrounds. We've got Works for You here, you've got Ashton employees here, people from the actual waterways here. That's the idea, is you bring all different people from all stages of life. It doesn't matter who you are, we all just help out for the same cause.
So it's really a job that's brought people from all walks of life together, and it's even attracted some more experienced pairs of hands.
You could see things sticking out of the water and things like that. We used to try and come fishing. You know, you'd be snagging on, you'd be dragging all sorts out with your fishing line, and he absolutely needed it, you know.
Jeff helped out 50 years ago when he was just 10 and remembers the scale of the cleanup.
You know, it was just unbelievable, you know, once they drained it out. Like, loads of us kids coming down to try and help out, you know, and the things that were in the canal was unbelievable.
Tim and John were also there, and they've come back to help steady the ship.
The place was packed. There must have been people coming in all night. And then we came down and we worked down there, taking all sorts of stuff out. Old cars and bikes and shopping trolleys.
It's a bit like a scene out of the war.
Yeah. The water was obviously drained and it was thick mud. And the odd person used to go in and they'd be up to their waist or up to their chest in mud. And so we were just all covered in mud.
The task today isn't nearly as big as it was 50 years ago, and it's thanks to those efforts and the work of the groups here today that the canal remains a popular choice for those wanting some peace and quiet.